Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you like watching it even more? Like the couple of hundred people that were at the Giant Brown game tonight who actually were able to bet on the game on their phones while they were at the game.
With the DraftKings
they're live in Jersey. So if you went to the Giant Brown game tonight and you liked what you saw in the first half and maybe wanted to
jump on Baker,
you could have. That's nice, right?
There you go. Or you could have gone to the Dolphin game and seen some protests. Kenny Stills and two other Dolphin players protested during the anthem.
Eagles, too.
Eagles, your boy Malcolm Jenkins, didn't he do it? Is that who did it?
He does what he always does.
The fist. He had the fist going.
I believe one of the Jaguar players went in the locker room. Telvin Smith.
Yeah, I can't keep track of all these guys with their protests and saving the world. Just save the world. Thank you. Thank you for saving all of us. A Giants host first game with legal mobile betting. How great is that? So, and who has the book going with the, is it DraftKings got it going that has the mobile app already?
The mobile app, yeah. And then they have the book at the Meadowlands, too. I don't know if it was open tonight. People went over there, jumped over to the other parking lot before they went in the stadium.
Right. There are no restrictions for mobile betting at MetLife per DraftKings. That's awesome. And in-game wagering was available until late in the fourth quarter when the Browns were up 20-10 and the game was taken off the board. How about the shuttles are available to take fans between MetLife and the sports book? How great is that? They're actually taking people from the stadium to the sports book in a shuttle bus? I've seen it all. I have seen it all.
NFL probably loves that.
So the Sportsbook is the FanDuel Sportsbook, and DraftKings app is also mobile betting. Remember when they were just a fantasy companies? Now they're all about, let me tell you what, they care about fantasy now. Not at all. It's all about, and you know, obviously they still do fantasy, tons of it. And everybody's doing fantasy, left and right. People love it. But now you can't tell me that sports betting's not going to be better, bigger than fantasy.
Oh, of course it is.
But can you imagine?
It's unbelievable.
But that they both jumped in on it. FanDuel.
Smart.
Right?
Smart. Just like I was saying last night with the B-dubs. It's smart.
I thought there was some rule that you couldn't bet in the FanDuel sports book when there was a game going on there. That's what somebody was trying to sell us that.
I don't know what. We'll have to find out how. I'm sure somebody's writing a story about that tonight. And we'll have to find out if they allowed it there, or because it was a preseason game, that doesn't matter. Maybe
wasn't just that the book wasn't open Saturdays and Sundays.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you have a sports book if you were gonna close it for Saturdays and Sundays when people bet more than any 2 days on earth?
Because it's on the grounds of the stadium.
What is it, a funeral home?
I mean, I'm just saying I don't know what the rules are gonna be here. Now, when Vegas gets built, I mean, that's going to be close to a casino also. It's going to be as close as you can get.
It's on their property.
It's on their property. So, for people who don't know, I mean, at MetLife Stadium, where the Giants and the Jets play,
right,
it's an enormous complex and parking lot, and the stadium is there, and then the racetrack where they do harness racing is there.
Right there.
The sports book is inside the racetrack, right, where the harness racing is. It is probably this shuttle that they did with people. It's like a 3-minute ride. I mean, it's just.
But that is the greatest thing to ever happen to that Meadowlands dump.
Oh, absolutely.
That place is going to be the cash cow now.
And it's a nice place before it had sports betting. I did some stuff there for the fam when I was still working there, And it is a really nice sports bar that they have in there. And it's even better now
right.
that you can go in there.
But who goes to the Meadowlands? I mean, it's the dregs, isn't it?
Oh, it's a tough scene. It really is.
That's the dregs. But
Not anymore.
Now it's Moneybag City.
Who was going to Monmouth Park before they revived that place?
How safe do you? How much security do you think they're going to have around that place with people walking around with fistful of dollars
over at the Meadowlands?
I'm telling you, if you want, somebody's going to be looking to knock somebody off.
This ain't the small timers betting the harness racing anymore.
No,
I mean, you got serious action going.
People walking in there with $10,000.
No doubt.
So there's going to be somebody standing out there. You know there is, looking to bump somebody off and take their money. I never thought I'd see the day when you could bet at an NFL game in the stadium. I mean, honestly, did anyone ever think they'd see that? Where you could actually sit at an NFL game in the middle of the stadium at an NFL game and on your phone place a bet on the game you are at. Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would see that, Mafia, betting inside an NFL stadium on the game that's going on the field that you're 100 yards away from?
No, I did not think I'd see that, and I'm glad that we have. I mean, it took way too long to get it going, but I'm glad it's finally put in place.
There's never – now it's too late. I mean, there's no turning back. I mean, it's the floodgates have opened up. There's nothing they can do, the league or any of them. They can go run like the NBA and find a lover, like the MGM – or they can find someone else, but there's no turning back, Carver High, from sports betting.
No, it's over. It's done. It's happening. It's going on. It's all there. I mean,
did you ever think you'd see the day?
No, I never said, you know, mobile betting in a stadium while you're watching at the game.
Do you think in Vegas that you'll go to a Raider game and they'll have a kiosk set up that, or with with a live window?
I don't know about the live window. I don't know if we're there yet, but the
Why
mobile,
not? The MGM owns it.
The mobile's better anyway. It's better. You don't even have to go to the window.
Right.
Mobile betting's the best.
It's the best. What do you think it's going to do to, like, offshore? You know, where people go online and bet?
I always said I didn't think that offshore would get – obviously it would a little bit, but I don't think that it gets hurt that much. I really don't.
Still huge.
You want to know why? Because you're there – you don't got to lay it out for the most part, you know.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you know, for more like a Johnny Knuckles type of thing, because you could get, they give you, you know, you can get on the computer through those things and whatnot, accounts set up that way. So I'm looking at it in that, I mean, from that aspect.
Bottom line is, offshore, you have to have the money to make the bet.
Right, you got to lay it out. There's no,
I'll pay you next week. That's what bookies do.
I think that's going to take a hit. It depends on how long it takes the rest of the country to get it going, because, you know, a lot of those are really relying on people doing it illegally. You know, that's why it's all in Antigua or the Caribbean or wherever else. You know, they move them around because it's all about doing it illegally. So those might take a hit when more states ratify. But right now you only have, what, like 4 or 5 that have really gotten into it. And Jersey's the first with the mobile going. So until the rest of the states get mobile betting going, I think they'll be okay. When all of America can gamble just on their phones, then they might take a hit, because, you know, you can't really trust them as much as you can trust the people running it within your state that are organized by the government.
Right, I'll give you that. When it's legalized and run right, like when William Hill does it in Nevada on the mobile app, I mean, it works.
Right, there's no point in going offshore if you can do it legally right where you are. But until those other states get it going, then they're fine.
But don't you think that they'll do it in the next, I bet there's 30 states that are legalized sports betting within 5 years.
I would think so, but, you know, not necessarily they're going to be legalized mobile. We don't know. For all we know, you know, some of these states that are more focused on revitalizing the certain casinos or, you know, wherever they're going to put these sports books, they might be more prone to saying, okay, well, we're only going to do it.
So why do you
know,
think New Jersey
locations.
Didn't do that? They just went right for it, just like Nevada. They're like, we're going to have mobile app and the whole deal.
Because while they do want to revitalize Atlantic City and the racetracks, and they put that in there, what they did to kind of try to steer people more towards those is say, okay, you can do this eventually, but it's going to, you know, there's going to be more tax on it. So it's less profits for the books to do it mobile than it is for them to just do it in person.
How about this? Seattle's moving King Felix to the bullpen. Did you think you'd see that?
He's been awful.
Yes, he's hit a wall, hasn't he? Andrew in Arizona, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, can I get a shot of vodka?
Yeah, absolutely. Shot of goo, shake out.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I was wanting to ask you, this is pretty awesome how you're talking about, you know, betting in the stadium. And later on down the road, I was wondering what you thought about maybe possibly different sports books in different parts of the country kind of having different lines and different spreads because of their positions on, like, you know, a Cardinals game in Arizona versus, like, a Giants game.
Well, they already
out there in New York.
I mean, they already do. So, like, every single book that does business puts out the line that they, you know, use, that people use at their book, and they either go with it or they don't. Like, so every offshore, every bookie, every online illegal or legal, in terms of online betting, like, I know a lot of people, like, let's just be clear. I know a lot of people that have betting services that are illegal, right? Like sports books, they're totally legal now in New Jersey. But the illegal ones, like the bookies, do you understand that now they have a website? And then it's like, so what they have is they have their own clicks. In other words, their own customers are members of it, right? And then they can get into the website and they get a password. And they go in and they do all their betting on the exact same thing. It's like it's a website on their phone that they can go right to and make their bets. It's no different than the mobile app that I use in Nevada, the William Hill app. It's no different. It's the same thing. It's just an illegal one. So it's not regulated or anything else. It's just run by these bookies, and then you can use it, and it makes it simple to bet. It's no different than, like, my site. So on my site, we don't take action, but you can sit there and click, right, Mafia? In like five minutes, you can click your picks, right? You can get my picks and just click, 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 and they're all there. So it's the same thing now in betting. If you go on some guy's illegal website, he's got all the games. You just hit the button and click your bets in and then put the money in and you make the bet. And then they keep track of your betting that way and your money. And then if you owe the bookie money, he's going to either come get it or, you know, bash your head in. I mean, one or the other. It's real simple. And once a week, the guy collects. And once a week, the guy pays. It's that simple. He either, when he sees you, is either getting or giving. There's no in between. There's sometimes threats, but there's no in between. But now you can do it regulated by the feds and legal mobile app, which is, you know, obviously the better way to do it. You don't want to get caught up in some illegal gambling ring, trust me, because they'll put you in jail. That's the bottom line. And don't tell me they're not trying to rub out bookies, because they are. They're going to try to get rid of all the underground stuff. That's the deal. And that's what I think offshore is afraid of, is that they're going to be washed because of the legalized sports betting.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.